What's up? I know who they are, the murderers, their names, where they're from, where they're going, everything. Ah, that's quietened you. Now, let me explain. Now, first I went to the library for the old shipping papers and checked all the vessels in Pondicherry around January and February of 83, and all the vessels in Dundee, January 85, finally all the vessels in East India docks up until yesterday, which led me, by a process of elimination, to a sailing ship, the Lone Star, the name of one of the states of the Union.
Texas.
Indeed. Proof in itself, almost. Then to Roy's to see my old friend Captain Standish. You remember the case of the singular stowaway? Of course you do. Standish looked through the lists and found the details. Lone Star, home port, Savannah. Captain James Cahoon, agents near the Albert Dock. At the agents, I inquired about a passage to America, citing reports of Captain Cahoon's seamanship as my reason for choosing the ship. By this ruse, I learned Cahoon and his first and second mates, McGregor and Carver, were the only Americans aboard, the rest being Finns and Germans. That Cahoon was sometimes in trying to take a passenger or two, but not this time, the Lone Star having cleared early this morning for Savannah. I realized immediately that Cahoon and his associates must have collected the paper from the sundial late last night prior to sailing this morning. Well, they may have their scrap of burned paper, but I have their names and all other details, which will be forwarded to the proper authorities, though not until I have bathed and rested. And after... why, perhaps a trip to Horsham to acquaint John Openshaw with the solution to his problem. What do you say, old fellow?
I'm afraid it would be a wasted journey, Holmes. Here. The heading is Tragedy near Waterloo Bridge.
Hmm? Between 9 and 10 last night, Constable Cook of H Division Finn cry for help. Splash. What with wind and rain, impossible to effect rescue. Body eventually recovered by water police. From envelope in pocket, John Offenshaw. Conjectured deceased, hurrying to catch last train for Waterloo Station. Tripped over small boat's landing jetty, no doubt victim of unfortunate accident. Only hope this will call attention of authorities to deplorable general condition of riverside landing stages. What was he doing on the embankment at all? That cabby should have taken him directly. Oh, let me look again. When interviewed, the handsome cab driver said his horse was of a nervous disposition in high wind, and that he was therefore loath to take the animal onto the exposed bridge, and so dropped his fare at the Aldwych end near the Strand. Oh, well, of course, one of them would have been waiting for him, just as another would be on the train, just as the third would have been at Horsham. Cahoon, McGregor, Carver, each commanding his own piece of ground. Oh, how easy we made it for them.
Holmes, you must not blame yourself. You really have no cause.
The worst thing, Watson, is that it hurts my pride. Now, considering Offenshaw is dead and that I sent him to his death, God knows her pride is the last thing I should be feeling, that he should come to me for help. The devils. I did not look far enough. Devils. Devils. But he shall not remain unavenged. Watson, an orange from that cupboard. Hmm?
You are, but
thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Envelope, pen, and address to Captain James Cahoon, Bark, Lone Star, Savannah, Georgia. To go by mail boat and be waiting for our friend Captain Cahoon when he arrives. It will give him a sleepless night when he will feel something of what John Openshaw felt, and I will ensure the police will wait on him the next day. You see, they gave him a day to put the papers on the sundial, as they had only until the next morning before they left. When he did not comply, they killed him, assuming that with the last of the Openshaws dead, their secret would be safe. Well, I will put a pack of dogs on them they will not shake off, no matter how fast and hard they settle.
It may not come to that. Well, look here. This report concerning the weather. How the storm that has just passed over London is now expected to move out to sea, heading for the Goodwins and the Isle of Wight.
Yes. They may not be too far from there at this moment. I wonder, Watson, if this time a higher authority has not intervened to exact the most ultimate justice. If so, it is a salutary lesson. Not least to me.
Mm-hmm.